Hello and welcome to the Child Care Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight. I hope you are doing well today. For those of you who haven't listened to my podcast before, let me tell you a little bit about me and my mission, and that'll actually play into what we're talking about today as a leader. I'm a child care center owner and a former director, which I'm stepping back in a lot to just kind of check the health of my center. So I'm working there a lot more than I usually do lately. I'm committing to being there about 20 hours a week again to really just get back into the trenches. And my mission is to touch 1 million children's lives. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I started a second company that's Child Care Business Professionals, which brings this podcast to you every day, or every week, I should say. And it basically is to help child care owners and directors find success in leading their teams, in their financials, in the business end of child care, and in classroom management as well. We do everything. As an owner who once faced bankruptcy, I once really got close to losing my business, and I've learned how to completely turn it around. I used to be an owner who ran a really awful center, not going to lie. And now I run an excellent 5-star quality center that is financially extremely healthy. So I teach people how to do that. And I teach people who are aspiring to become owners, as well as people who are in the trenches. So again, I do this because of my mission of hitting 1 million children. There's a lot, right? I do a lot between being an owner, having this podcast. I have a YouTube channel. I have just a lot of demands on me. And I try to do volunteer work as well because I'm really into advocacy. But a lot of times, I feel like I'm just failing. And it's kind of crazy when I tell people that, they're like, you? No way. You're like the most successful, efficient person I know. And I hear all the things, right? And I have a lot of people who look to me for mentorship. So it really gets me thinking about patterns of behavior. One thing I'm very good at is my intentionality. And my background being in psychology and really studying the human brain my entire adult life, basically, has helped me to understand that one of the things that really cause us to fail in life are patterns of behavior. So what happens is there's this little thing called self-fulfilling prophecies in the psychology world. And it's basically when you tell yourself, well, I can't do this. I just can't do it. I'm not a strong enough leader. I'm not a strong enough employee or a director, right? I just don't have the strength to do this, or I'm not smart enough, or I just can't stand up to my staff, right? Well, these tapes play through your head and you basically start believing them. So what happens when you do this is your subconscious mind starts sending messages and has you basically subconsciously, you start taking action to make sure what you're so afraid of comes true. I was coaching a client last week, and she was telling me how, through her childhood, she was always basically treated like she was the child who would never be successful, that she was told her sister was the one who was going to be great one day. And her sister is an athlete, and she's won lots of competitions, and even in adulthood has been able to make a living off athletics. And she was just basically told, yeah, you better get a good education because you're going to need it to succeed in this world, right? So there was very little confidence ever put on her. So in her mind, she always goes through that, right? Those tapes are playing in her mind that, well, I'm really just not really good at anything. I can't remember how she put it, but there was something that her parents would tell her about that, you know, she had, she was basically, to paraphrase, she was mediocre at a lot of things, but not great at anything, right? And so she says these things to me and she'll say, well, I'm just mediocre at this and I'm just mediocre at that. And as I'm speaking to her, I realize somebody planted these thoughts in your head. So I asked her, when did these thoughts start? Who, when you were a child, put that in your brain? And she thought about it. And then that's when she told me the story I just told you guys. And that was basically the time that it happened, where these thoughts of her not being enough started in her mind. So working through that, it just seems to be a pattern. I have a really good friend as well who is convinced that her children are going to stop talking to her. So she's been really nasty and mean to them. And when I'm talking to her, I was like, why are you treating your children this way? I heard how she spoke to one of her children one day, who, by the way, they're grown. Her youngest is the same age as my youngest. So 18, they both graduated from high school together. And I was asking, like, why are you treating them this way? She's like, well, they're just going to leave me anyway. Like, yeah, they're going to leave you because you're pushing them away. So after speaking to these two ladies last week and realizing how they are actually setting themselves up for failure unknowingly, it really dawned on me that all of us have something in our lives where patterns of behavior that were put on us by usually other people or something that's happened in our lives actually cause us to create the situations that we're most afraid of. This mother is treating her children really badly to the point that they don't want to be around her. They don't want to deal with her. But in 2 years, if they stop talking to her, she's going to tell the narrative that I knew this was going to happen. I knew that they were going to leave me. I always knew it. I always knew they were like that. I just knew this was going to happen, right? But she's not going to look in the mirror and realize that she caused it to happen. Just like the business owner who's failing, who's going bankrupt, and who tells themselves, well, I just don't know financials. I wasn't cut out for this. I'm not a math person. This just isn't something I was ever cut out to do. So they do things like make irresponsible buying decisions, or they don't do their books, or they forget to file their taxes, but they basically take actions that make the things that they're saying come true. So what I really want to challenge you today is really analyze your life and look at the areas in your life that you are struggling with, the things that are really hard for you, the areas in your life that you just can't seem to get it together. And not just in business, because in order to be successful business people, in order for you to run a successful childcare center, your whole mental house needs to be in order, right? You can't run a team if your mind is chaos, okay? And I can tell you firsthand, you guys, I have adult ADHD. I have a neurological disease. I've got a bunch of things going on. And so my mind oftentimes feels like it's chaos. So I have to very often take intentional care of my brain and my thoughts. I have to be very intentional about where I'm going, write things down. I keep a calendar. I keep digital notebooks. I keep a lot in order to take control of these things, right? So I want you to look at those areas in your life that you may feel like you're just failing, that you are just a complete failure. And I want you to write down why. Why do you feel like you're a failure? And I want you to go back to your childhood. And it might be your teens or your early adult life, and ask yourself, like, who put these thoughts in my head? What happened? And it could be that something happened. You could have observed a classmate or a sibling doing something that you could not do, right? So I want you to ask yourself, where did this start? And if you just quiet your mind, pause right now for just a minute, memories are going to start coming to you. And you're going to be able to figure out where this started. Once you do, write it down on one half of a sheet of paper. On the other half, I want you to say why it's not true. So you're literally going to basically come up with an argument against the narrative you've been telling yourself all these years. So it's something I work on often. And I can tell you, for me, for personal experience, I used to believe I wasn't smart and that I just really was dumb. I actually thought I was special needs for the longest time, because my brother actually has like a diagnosed genius IQ. Well, he's my older brother and I'm the child that came after the genius. What families often don't understand is, and we get it kind of because we work with children, right? But when you have nobody to compare your children to, but the ones that live in your household, because most parents are not around children all the time, they assume that all of you guys are normal, right? So my first brother's a genius. He came first. My mom assumed that is normal. How smart he is, who he is, what he's capable of is normal. I was the child who came after the genius. She assumed something was wrong with me. She didn't assume that he was a genius and that he was gifted. She assumed he was normal because he was her first child. He is what she had experienced and what she knows. So when her second child came, and I'm actually got a pretty average, you know, I'm slightly above average on IQ, but nothing to write home about for sure. Then she assumed that I must be special needs. And it actually wasn't true. It turns out that, you know, having a high IQ is like what his level of IQ to be on that genius scale is considered the special need, not me, who is actually pretty mainstream and above the average of what is considered average for IQ levels. So I still lived with that, though, for many, many years of my life. And it wasn't until I was much older that I realized that there's nothing wrong with me. I had been telling myself these stories my whole life, and I really didn't know where they came from. And when I realized where it came from, I realized how untrue it was. And that is when I actually had my own IQ test done on myself. And I was able to dispute that I wasn't dumb. There was nothing wrong with me. Actually, I'm above average, right? So all this, the narrative I had told myself basically my entire life had been a lie, because I was comparing myself to something that wasn't true. So I want you to do the same thing for you. It might have been something someone blatantly told you, right? Like, you'll just never amount to anything. You're good for nothing. Those kind of things. Or it might have been those subtle things that you told yourself because you were comparing yourself to others. So comparison is another big, big, big problem, right? We look at other people and we compare themselves to them. Social media has made this become such a huge problem, because we look at social media, we're like, well, we don't have as many likes as they do. We're not like them. Look at how amazing the vacations they take are. Look at how beautiful their center is and the people they hire and all these things, and we compare, and then we pass judgment on ourselves, and we ask ourselves, well, why am I not good enough? Why don't I make enough? And it's always these comparisons. But again, what it does is your subconscious hears the I am not enough, right? And in previous episodes, I've probably talked about it, but I'll explain it again. There's this thing called the reticular activating system. And basically what happens is our subconscious brain and our brain are constantly communicating with each other, right? And they both have different beliefs, okay? Well, your reticular activating system actually fights to make sure those two sides of your brain are in harmony. Okay, so if your subconscious believes something, but your conscious knows it's not true, your subconscious is going to fight. And when it's in control, it's going to have you take actions to make what it thinks true. So there are ways where you can influence your subconscious. It's basically those stories you tell yourself over and over and over. And in the beginning, they are very hard to believe. I know I have a very hard time believing them a lot of times, but when you keep up with them over and over, you do believe them. Most people think that habits are formed in 21 days. That was actually a fallacy years ago that was created. According to neuroscience, it takes 66 days of consistency, doing the same thing every single day for 66 days in order to form a habit. One of the things I've told myself my entire life is I can't run. I wasn't built to run. Well, this year I decided, you know what? I want to do a half marathon. So I'm going to run. And now I'm at the point where I am running. I'm running every single day and I'm doing really good. I'm doing more than I ever thought. And at my age, it's pretty crazy that I was able to pick up running this late in my life. So what are you telling yourself? What messages do you start telling your subconscious to make something else a reality. For me with running, I would look at myself in the mirror every day, and I still do because I'm still in training for it, and tell myself, I am a runner. I am a runner. I am a runner. Now, my conscious mind knows I've never ran in my life. I'm not a runner, but my subconscious brain doesn't. So now my subconscious brain is fighting to make it true, right? Because it needs that balance. Your reticular activating system wants to balance those two sides up. So your subconscious starts to fight to make it true, right? And so I would do that every day. One of the things I do is I write messages to myself on the mirror. And that way, every time I look at myself, I have to look at that message I'm writing myself. And whatever I'm working on for that 66 days, whatever I'm trying to get my subconscious brain to believe and get my conscious brain to believe, I'm going to read it every day for 66 days. And I'm not just going to glance at it really quick and then pass it by. I'm really going to dive into it, right? And just think about it and really look at what I need to believe about me. So that's part of just taking control of your brain. So many of us let our brain just run wild. And that is why you're stuck in old patterns of behavior. If you're stuck with failing relationships, if you have a staff that walks all over you and they run your center, what actions are you doing that create this? Accountability, right? How can you disrupt that in your brain so that you can start becoming the person you need to be? We all have that power. It's just a matter of being intentional. So start really taking note of what are the patterns of behavior that you are stuck with in your life that are causing situations that are harmful for you. If you're someone who always, like, if you've landed your dream job and now you're afraid you're going to lose it, right? If you're a director listening and you just have always wanted to be a director, but you're so afraid you're going to lose it, what patterns of behavior, because of your fear that you're going to lose your job as a director, what pattern behaviors are taking over your life that are actually going to cause you to lose that job? If you're an owner and you're so afraid that you're going to lose your center because you think I'm not good enough to be an owner, I'm not smart enough, I don't have what it takes, I don't have the education, which none of that is true, by the way. What actions are your pattern of behaviors taking at this point that your subconscious mind is creating those patterns and they're actually sabotaging you so that you will fail, right? If you're facing bankruptcy or any kind of failure or loss of a job, I want you to really analyze and ask yourself, okay, I've been so afraid, these fears I have, I'm actually making them come true. I want you to list the things that you are doing to make your biggest fears come true. Because patterns of behavior are going to actually get you there. And then I want you to ask yourself, what patterns of behavior do I need to create where I can replace these negative patterns with these positive patterns, right? So if I was the most successful leader, what would I be doing? How would I accomplish that? And write those things down. And every day, tell yourself that's who it is. Keep that list. Throw away the other list of things that are not serving you. Keep the list of things you need and read them every day as an I am affirmation statement. That way we can disrupt that subconscious mind, get your reticular activating system to work for you and make that come true. The other thing that can be really helpful is check out my membership, Child Care Business Professionals, and come to the Child Care Business Summit. I know I keep talking about this, but you guys, I so strongly believe in this. Early childhood education is stuck in a victim mentality. It is time for us to stop being victims and to stand up in victory. But we have to disrupt our thinking in order to do this. And I so strongly believe in this. That is why I keep telling you guys, you got to get into my programs because we have what it takes, and we've transformed so many other leaders at this point, and we've helped so many of them really get to that next level of success. I know we can do this for early childhood education. I know that we have what it takes to change this industry. So check out Child Care Business Professionals if you have not yet. We've created this program in order to really, really disrupt this industry so I can touch those 1 million children's lives. And make sure you get your ticket to the summit. It is so important. I cannot tell you guys how much this means. And to me, to be able to help you up-level. Because I know the more you up-level, the more children get what they really, really, truly need. So I know most of you are listening to this and you're driving, you're walking, you're running, you're on the treadmill, whatever it is. Take time to pause. Take time to click on the link in the notes and get your ticket to the summit. Or make sure to join my mastermind program. We're going to be having a special coming up for the summit. So make sure you're following me on social media too, so you can definitely cash in on that special. It is a pretty big deal coming up. And we definitely want to see you there. I'm doing this for a very big reason. I've been very intentional on how we've created the summit in order to help you level up. So make sure that you're there. I hope everybody has a great week, and I will talk to all of you next week.